It's time for the forecast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the forecast, a podcast like no other.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? About nothing.
The Forecast, sponsored by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse is redefining how you view real estate by eliminating the typical commission structure of 6 or 7% to sell your home.
List your home for $2,495 plus 3% and still get full service.
Check out charterhouseiowa.com to learn more.
There's only one thing I value in this world, Stephen, and that's loyalty. And without it, you're nothing. You have no one. It's the only currency you can count on.
Now, please welcome your hosts, Mark Charter and Chris Williams.
I think you may have something here.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's forecast time. We were supposed to do this yesterday, but the season's over.
You got my hopes up, man.
What do you mean I got your hopes up?
All I heard from you for weeks is, man, you got to get into this women's team, man.
Don't.
They're great. And guess what I did? I did not go, I'll be honest. Yeah, I did not go to the game, but I did watch
because
You jinxed it.
And I'm like, that Williams is full of shit, man.
You just jinxed it. You're jinxy.
Don't come down on my girls. You can crap all over the men all you want. Don't come down on my girls. Because then I'm going to start to actually get mad.
They gave a good effort. They just didn't hit shots.
They played their worst game of the year. It sucked.
Yeah, they just I'm no expert. They just didn't hit shots.
I felt really bad for them.
Did you –
They should have – if they – play that team 100 times, they'd probably win 90 of them. But hey, that's why we love March, except when you're on the other end, because it's winner take all and anything can happen. And that other team deserved to win. Missouri State, they played a really good game. It sucked though. I felt terrible for the girls. They belong in the Sweet 16, but here's an interesting thing. Keep an eye on the coach of that Missouri State team, mm-hmm. I would guess, gets the Tennessee job.
Really?
Which is nice little promotion there, yeah.
Is a mammoth job, obviously, in women's college basketball. And Tennessee just fired its coach. And I would bet money right now that gal from Missouri State gets that job.
She went to Tennessee, right?
Yeah, she was a three-time national champion. Her whole staff is Tennessee people.
Okay. This will definitely make it clear that I don't know a lot about women's basketball, which should already be clear. What has Tennessee done since Pat Summitt?
Not much.
So they went way downhill.
Yeah, they did. It was actually kind of ugly for a while. Like there was some Summitt's son was involved. It was not a good thing.
Speaking of coaches, your boy is headed to Sin City, which is quite the step up, in my opinion, going from South Dakota to Las Vegas.
Brookings to Vegas.
Yeah.
It's funny because –
gross. Do you know how expensive houses are out there?
Why would you want to go to Vegas? Have they announced contract terms?
No.
Yet?
The press conference is today at 2.
I have a feeling he's got a pay raise.
A feeling he's going to do okay.
Yeah.
It's funny because I've never been to Vegas before. We talk about this a lot. Yeah. My ratio, if there was like a line chart of my trips to Vegas over my life, it would go like this. I know you guys can't see that.
That visual was great. You guys should see
Chris
this.
Just put his hand in the air. All right. No, well, obviously, one way or another, you're going to get out there. You keep turning our trip down because it's inconvenient for you timing-wise.
Yeah. Well, we can go out in basketball season now and have some good seats.
That's true. Yeah. Otts is going to get you out there. And then, in 2 years, Iowa State plays out there.
Yeah, we'll be out there for that.
Chris Williams trip.
I actually am going to Vegas in June, and this was well before the Otzelberger deal.
What's happening there?
Well, one of my best friends from high school is getting married in L.A.
Okay.
So Carper and I are going to go to Vegas three nights before, and we're going to do Vegas a couple nights, and then we're going to rent a Jeep and drive the desert.
Going to take your shirts off?
Probably.
should drive the desert. Man, you're going to look like a lobster
without your shirts.
You better lather up, dude.
But we're going to like stop at different places along the way and investigate the desert. I got a few ghost towns I want to check out.
I said that does not surprise me at all. Speaking of ghosts, did you see the video that's in the news right now with the baby?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I shared that on my Facebook page.
I need a hot take on that one. What's happening in that thing?
So I have a pretty good idea, actually. I've thought about this long and hard.
I'm sure you have.
Have you seen, like, a picture of that house?
The house where it happened?
Yeah.
No.
So it's clearly a haunted house.
Clearly.
And
what are the signs? What are the markers?
Yeah, how do you clearly
driving by a house, you go, that one's haunted.
We'll get to that moment.
Is it all leaning to the right or something? Like, what's happening?
My theory on that deal is that there's clearly a disturbed spirit. And my guess is that spirit had a really hard time with something with a child in the past. Maybe they lost a child at a young age. Maybe, maybe there was a murder in that house and a child was murdered. Maybe the
should
child
be pretty easy to figure that
maybe
one
the
out.
Child didn't die, but the spirit did, and has been really it's been gut wrenching for the spirit over that amount of time being away from the child. My theory on this is that the spirit is trying to take the child and eliminate the parents. Not necessarily like kill them, but I think this spirit is trying to live vicariously through the parents that are in this house.
Maybe the spirit's trying to make the parents disinterested in the child, so they just leave.
Yep. I'll scratch your baby. You won't want it anymore. It's like scratching your car.
Do you explain the theory that it was just some dust? Like, you just dismiss that?
Dust doesn't scratch human beings.
Thick dust?
Doesn't happen.
Could?
No.
Could the child have scratched themselves?
Oh, no. No, that never happens. That's never happened, ever.
Was the length of the child's nails looked into?
I think that if you add up all the evidence that we have.
Yeah.
And you put their story, I mean, they could be crazy.
Yeah.
You get to factor that in.
Yeah.
I'm just saying we got to add up a lot of coincidence here to get to where you want to be, Mark.
Did you ever get a resolution on, was it a year ago, maybe, where it was us? I want to say it was a school in Scotland or something, and it was lockers flying open and chairs sliding. Remember that video?
Yeah.
That was all a hoax.
Did we ever get someone that came out and said,
I think
hoax?
That was a hoax, because I think that what we learned was it was fish string.
Was it? I don't recall a resolution to that
fishing
one.
Fishing line.
Yeah, whatever.
String.
Get it right or pay the price.
You know what? I don't think there was ever a resolution on it, but that was what I thought when I first saw it, because you're talking to a guy who, I mean, I view probably 100 to 1,000, anywhere in between, ghost videos a year. It's a passion of mine. That seemed a little bit too for me.
Have you ever been on a ghost hunt?
Actually, in fact, I did it in Tulsa.
Really?
Yeah. So one of the things that I do before I travel to any town is I look up like where the paranormal activity is,
sure,
and like see if we're going in any hotbeds. And Tulsa was Tulsa was scorching hot with ghosts. Yeah,
a lot of activity in Tulsa.
There's a place called the Mayo Hotel, and it happened to be right next door to my hotel.
The Mayo?
Yeah. So the night I got there,
what
I was the sitting
hell?
Down at the hotel bar it's working.
Like mayonnaise?
Hotel. Full of mayonnaise.
And I asked the bartender, and I said, hey, you heard about this Mayo Hotel being haunted?
Yeah.
And he looks at me, and he goes, I used to work there. He goes, it's haunted as shit.
Oh.
And I was like, well, yeah.
So Williams is like, I'm going to check in. Check this out.
So anyways, I become friends with this guy over the few days that I'm there. I go investigating. I took Stansberry with me.
For protection?
To the Mayo
curiosity?
Hotel. No, I think he wanted to go.
Okay.
Like, he's kind of interested in this stuff, too.
Okay.
And we're at this Mayo Hotel bar. It's just us, and Dave Sproul from 1430 was there with us, and he's a total skeptic. Like, he thinks that we're total idiots, which is fine. And start drilling this guy about it as well. And he starts telling us, yeah, I got all these stories, and he's telling us all these ghost stories about the 16th floor. And now there's a ballroom there, and like he's like, every single person who works here has had experiences, and he's telling us about the experiences and all this. So I try to get to the 16th floor. That's the first thing that comes to my head. I get in the elevator, and it won't let me in there. The elevator's locked to not let people in the 16th floor.
Is that the only floor you can't get to?
Yes. I went to the 17th floor because there's a bar up there. It's like a rooftop bar,
yeah,
which was lovely.
Just walk down the stairs.
Getting quizzed the bartenders. Oh, yeah, we've seen ghosts in here. Like, I've seen one right there. Like, but it has to be, like, when nobody else is here, et cetera. And then, okay, so I gave up. I sat in the lobby for about 30 minutes, and Stansberry actually delivers a great line. He goes, hey, man, because he's trying to be, like, respectful. He goes, I don't think this is where the action is. He goes, we're just two drunk guys sitting in a hotel lobby. So I was like, okay.
Two drunk guys at the Mayo Hotel.
I go, valid. So we leave, and the next day, I went down to my hotel bar to watch the Iowa game and get some food while I'm waiting for Iowa State to come around, right? Start talking to my boy again, who had the experiences. And I tell him, I'm like, yeah, I couldn't get to the 16th floor. He goes, yeah, the elevator's locked. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's good to know. He goes, I got a key.
Yeah.
And he basically tells me, he's like, yeah, if your team wins and you're going to be here, yep, I'll let you use my key. And I was going to do like a full-blown EVP session, like have my
So my Iowa
reporter.
State totally screwed you.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, basically.
God.
Clones.
Of all the disappointment I saw on Twitter, this might be like the biggest thing right here.
Yeah. Wow. I was going to do like a legit ghost hunt. Like I was going to have my EVP deal. I was going to have a video camera. Like we were going to – I was going to talk to him.
I don't know what an EVP is.
So what that is, it's called
– You don't know?
Electronic nope. voice phenomenon is what that's called.
Okay.
A lot of times the spirits, like we can't hear them with our ears because we're only human beings.
Sure.
But it gets picked up by a digital recorder. And then you go through and literally like this little thing, you see how I can see sound?
Yeah. Voice waves.
Yeah. In the ghost, like you can hear them through your computer.
Kind of like how dogs hear stuff that we don't hear, right? Dog whistle. This is a dog whistle you're talking about.
Essentially, yeah.
It picks up the dog whistle.
Did you also, while you were doing all this investigating, did you investigate why it was called the Mayo Hotel?
No, I didn't.
I want to know that. That's an interesting one by itself. What is your goal?
It's a beautiful
hotel. Do you want to like?
The race riots is where these ghosts came from, by the way. Okay. Back in the day.
Do you want to like become friends with a ghost? What's the goal here?
No, I just like, I don't know, Mark. I feel like of all people, you probably know me as well as anybody these days. I'm just not right.
So you feel like this hobby fits perfectly
no,
for your personality?
No, I just like I know I'm not right.
Have
like,
you had an actual encounter?
I think
is that the
that
goal
I
is
might,
to have an encounter?
I think I might have once, but I don't want to. I can't even say that I have. Like I don't. But I am a believer in. I'm a very open-minded person, for the most part, in the sense that, and I know people are out there like, oh, you don't even watch movies and you don't listen to anything other than country music. No, in that sense, like I know what I like, but I don't care if Mark likes. I hate techno music. I think it's the worst music in the world. If you like it, I don't give a crap.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
I tend to, like, I'm a very, I don't sleep much. I do a lot of.
What does that mean? You don't, how many hours a night do you get on average?
In season, 4 to 5.
It's not enough.
Yeah. Out of season, I'll probably get 5 or hopefully 6.
People say like, oh, like people act like when they don't sleep a lot, they're awesome. Like, oh, it works so much, I sleep. It's like, that's just not healthy.
I wish that I could get 8. Just like, I lie in bed and my mind is racing and I just can't stop thinking. It's just.
There's pills for that.
And if I wake up, like this is, for instance, last night, I went to bed fairly early for me. I was in bed at like 11.
Yeah.
And I woke up at, Dirks woke me up at like 3. It was 3:42.
What the hell is Dirks doing up?
He just jumped into bed. Oh, that's all it was.
Okay.
It was 3:42, and he jumped into bed, woke me up, and I couldn't get back to sleep.
So you immediately start thinking about like what you got to do the next day, and
yeah, you know what I found helps me with that is
that episode of Seinfeld. That yeah, you just can't stop thinking about.
I've actually read a lot about that, and a shrink had kind of given me to write down everything for your next day on a piece of paper before you go to bed.
Yeah,
and that really helps me because like. I think part of the whole, like, freaking out in the middle of the night about what you have to get done is because you're worried you're going to forget stuff.
Yeah.
And now I don't really do that very often. It's just me, like, I can't shut it off.
Yeah.
So, like, one of the things that I've found is if I really like this. Like, for about 2 years, I was obsessed with Jesus. Like, obsessed. and not really like worshiping Jesus. It was like
learning.
Yeah, and I want to figure this out. Like, is this whole thing that I've been doing my whole life, going to church, is this real or is this a bunch of crap?
Sure.
So I was reading all these books about it. Well, I also – so, I like, you can read endless stuff about the Bible
sure.
and Jesus. And yep. you can sit there and you can debate it in your mind. One of the things I found is, like, ghosts and aliens, for me, it's endless. And, like, I can go through and be like, well, this is a bunch of crap. Or this is real. Or
does
this
it bother you, though, reading things where there's no resolution? Like, you can read about World War II, and you know how it ended. You know what started it. You know all the causes, blah, 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 blah. When you're reading about Jesus, there's no finality to that, right? Mm-hmm. You're still left with faith.
Yeah.
If you're reading about ghosts and stuff, it's still a matter of opinion.
I think that might be why I'm drawn to all of this.
Yeah. You don't want an answer?
I think, well, because
it's faith that it's real.
You're the opposite of Nick. Like, he gets pissed watching Love Actually because it doesn't end with a tidy bow.
It's a trash movie.
You know, talking about aliens and ghosts, I follow the it's the Minnesota Bigfoot Research Team or something like that. They post some stuff every once in a while.
That's right? Nice.
See?
That's awesome.
So I'll have to get on that Twitter account, man.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I'd be interested. I'd be interested in your brain what draws you to the things that you're interested
yeah,
in.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know.
Yeah, I sleep better than you do. There's no question about that. But I think most humans, when you break us all down, we all have a little bit of oddity to
yeah.
us. We all have some weirdness. We all have things that we think that we don't talk about, et cetera.
Yeah.
Like, for mine, it's I've talked about this claustrophobia and stuff.
Yeah.
Comes
yeah.
and goes.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been sleeping better, but I have times where it's like I'm literally asleep, and then a claustrophobic dream is occurring, and it's usually something like, you know, I'm in a submarine. You think about how tight submarines are, right?
Yeah.
And I can't get the damn hatch open. And then, like, I wake up, and then I'm like, ugh, and I'm uncomfortable, and then I go walk around the living room a little bit, and then I go back to bed. So it's never, like, a traumatic thing, but it's, like, restlessness. It's all,
interesting.
It's all of that. And I've talked to shrinks about it, and I'm like, you know, they're like, oh, that could mean this, and it could mean whatever, and blah, 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 and who knows.
Do you know what dream I have all the time? And it means
is it the one I have, or I've,
I think
Iowa State informs me that I have not actually graduated? And I have to go back. I have that one all the time, dude. All the time.
I've actually had the one. It's funny you say that, and we should totally look into this because I have one that I'm a student.
Yeah.
And that I go through a whole semester and that I just forgot that I was enrolled in this one class.
Yeah.
And that I just never showed up for it to take tests or anything and that I was going to get a zero in it. I had that. But then I had the one where my teeth are crumbling in my mouth constantly.
Really? That's a thing.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah,
a lot of people
is.
Have that. That has to mean something.
I probably had that once a week. Like, really? Where you bite down. It's a horrific thing. Like, in the dream, you're biting down and your teeth are falling out in your mouth.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Not like you're crazy, but like that's,
oh, I'm crazy.
That's a very real dream. My wife had me listen to a podcast the other day with a Hollywood actor, no one's super famous, and he talked about how he went to the dentist to get veneers, and to do that, they got to file your real teeth down to fit the veneer over it, and he was in the chair, and the dental assistant, after they'd filed for a long time, said he had to go to leave the room and get something. He's like, just don't look at the mirror. And the guy's like, and I didn't look in the mirror, but I made the mistake of using my tongue to feel what they had done to me. He goes, snake fangs, dude. Snake fangs. I had little triangles left in my mouth. It's like dreams like that where we've got like the teeth are falling out or or they look weird or, you know, anything like that. Another one I think people have sometimes, maybe even especially more guys, is you go to like run your hand through your hair and all your hair comes out. It's just, and I knew a guy when I was running the Harvester convenience store, good-looking guy. He was a rep for, he was a beer guy. He brought in the Bud Light and stuff and tried to sell you cases of beer and all that. And he showed up one day, like, good-looking guy with a good head of hair, and he showed up one day and he was completely bald. Completely bald. And it looked a little splotchy and stuff. And I'm like, dude, what happened to your hair? It just all fell out, dude. Got a disease. Just all gone.
Like the alopecia?
Yeah. Yeah. Out of nowhere. All the hair was gone. Like, I felt bad for him.
Is there something wrong with me in that I don't dream? I don't have trouble sleeping. I get a solid.
That means you're a simple person.
Yeah,
I guess.
It just means there's nothing going on up there.
Well, that's no. That's never been up for debate anyway.
I think a lot of it comes with pressures, and I know you well enough to know you have life pressure, so that isn't the solution. But like, you know, for me, it's like pressure. Okay, I'm running a company, right? And if I die, it affects everybody, right? If I don't make sales, my family doesn't eat. Chris is running a company. Like, if you get sick, like, what happens to the site? Mm-hmm. Some of those things, I think when you've got what you feel for yourself is a lot of responsibility, not only to your own family, but to a lot of other people.
Yeah.
That causes restlessness like nobody's business. But like, oh, you own a business, and they don't think about the downside. To the downside is you feel personally responsible.
Yeah, you're constantly
for a lot of
on
other
call.
People. Yeah.
24/7. There's no days off. Even when you're off, like it's. Yeah.
So anyone out there that thinks entrepreneurship is glamorous, it is not. It is not.
It's very rewarding, but it's not glamorous.
Hell no. And I think it does cause a lot of restless nights, unfortunately. But I don't know. So if you want to experience what Williams and I are, Nick, hey man, go buy that building next door that used to be Village Inn and start a restaurant.
Well, we should open up a restaurant there.
I'm my own business, you know.
I'm pretty sure.
I got things to worry about. I don't know. I may have to turn it off, and for whatever
reason,
good. I can sleep through
That's
it.
Really good that you can
I either
that.
Turn it off or I run away. I'm sure a psychologist would probably say
no, but like I envy that. I haven't been able to turn it my whole life. It's just dudes are just wired differently.
They are.
Am I not a dude?
No, yeah, you're wired differently. That's what I said. Dudes are wired differently.
Okay.
Get it?
But you're different from me.
Yeah, we're wired differently.
That's what that means.
Just between each other, we're wired differently.
Yeah,
correct.
I thought you meant dudes are wired differently between dudes and
No, every dude
females.
Is wired differently than another dude.
Yeah.
All right. It's like when the blonde and the brunette walk in the room, right? Who do you look at first?
I don't know what you're talking about, Charter.
I'm just saying. Who do you look at first, right? I know who you're married to. All right? You probably look at the blonde. I look at the brunette. We're wired that way.
Should we talk a little into the basketball season?
No, it's baseball season.
It is opening day.
I do have my Braves cap in my truck ready to break it out. It's an afternoon hat. You know, I decided I'd style the hair for you guys today.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Actually, I got to go to a doctor's appointment with my wife, and I'm pretty sure those people hate me already in there, so I thought that I'd not show up looking like a total.
Why do they hate you? Don't you promote them, or we're not talking about the same doctor?
Different doctor.
Okay.
Do you wear your hat inside buildings? Like, do you guys remember as kids, like, you weren't supposed to wear your hat?
Wearing a hat, yes.
You don't take it off and you enter a building.
I've been doing a lot more hats lately. Huh? Just I don't give a blank. I don't know. I just like it. I prefer to wear a hat.
It depends on where you are.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think as a culture we look at hats as being a bad thing inside.
Remember
but
when
if
you
you're
went
at
school,
night-
your hat had to come off. The second you walked in, your hat came off.
And,
right?
And they got pissed if you didn't. It was in gum.
That was not a
no gum, no hats,
no running.
What school? What school are you talking about? Like elementary?
Like elementary school? Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm like high school. They don't care. Ames High, you could wear a hat.
I don't think you wear hats when I went to high school.
No, Ames High, you definitely could wear a hat. No
Mark,
question about it.
Are you still upset? Apparently, and I didn't see it, but I guess you caused. You got a bunch of people in
How
there.
How dare you predict dudes are going to leave the program?
I made a prediction on the Fawcast, and let's clarify something here. I think our listeners know this. Hey, when there's a Fawcast tweet, it's me writing it, all right? It's not Chris. It's not Jared.
These thoughts are not.
It's not Rob Gray.
It's me from the Fawcast feed in a press conference 20 minutes after a game tweeting at Pollard.
Yeah. It's
Come
not,
on, son.
It's me. So somebody said our friend Will on Twitter.
Will's a very positive, nice guy.
Apparently thought that Cyclophenac was above Bush League stuff like I wrote. And what I wrote.
Yeah, we are.
What I wrote was a prediction of the fact that we're going to have five guys, two of which are seniors. So really three guys that won't be there next year. And one of the three is already gone.
Yeah, that was an easy call.
Well, not according to our friend Will. He thought for sure that was not happening.
The confusing thing about Lard is he'd already done so much. So I could see why a fan would go like – because I, honest to God, man, I thought he was gone after the West Virginia game. I'm like – because he had recently been suspended again. I'm like, there's no way they keep him. He's going to get – but they won't do it till after the season because there's no point in the distraction before the playoffs or whatever we call it.
Yeah.
And – but after how he played in like the tournaments and stuff, I was like, not even a basketball thing, but usually like these these young men, they replicate, like, on the basketball floor how they're doing off of it. And I'm like, maybe Lard, finally it's clicked. And I always thought it was this human thing between him and Prohm. But, like, I think Prohm finally was just like, man, like, I just can't – we can't – it's just – there's too many tidal waves. We need to even the waters out a little bit. That was my read on it.
Yeah. And the other two are Wigginton and THT. And I think you'd agree with this. If they do leave, you're not shocked by it.
Well, if they're going to – if either one of them – and I don't care what the mock drafts say. I don't think either one will be a first-round pick. But if they are, they should go. Like, that's why they go to college. Those two did not go to Iowa State to get a degree.
Mm-hmm.
They went to Iowa State as a stepping stone to get to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for a lot of, like, old-time Iowa – because we don't always get those guys, you know. And when you do, it's a different deal. And I'm it's very possible they could both be gone. I would venture to say one of them comes back and the other one goes, but I don't think it's going to be like a I don't think you have to worry about, like, Taylen Horton Tucker transferring to Marquette or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it'll be an NBA type deal, but who knows?
So, yeah.
Offseason
hey,
is really weird.
If I ruffled any feathers.
I'm pretty sure Will – I'm reading back through all these comments. I'm pretty sure Will hates you.
Oh, there's no question.
Why? What did Will write to Mark?
Which time? They had a couple different back and forths. You got to scroll to the this content might be offensive to get some of the good stuff.
I'm always nice though. I don't go too low.
Whatever happened to that Jay
People
Burke
see that
guy?
As you dissing their team.
I haven't heard from Jay Burke in a
while.
Did
long you ever
time.
Have your coffee with him or did he
no,
just
No, he bailed on that. Yeah. I don't want to
You should invite
I don't want to say chickened out. But
this Will guy is upset with you. You should invite him for coffee.
Well, I mean, if Will's going to be upset because I post an opinion about who's going to be on our team next year, I mean, that's...
Like I told you...
That's the equivalent of getting mad over it's time.
You know what? Now I remember it, Mark, because you sent me that night. And I remember telling you, the people get touchy with just...
an opinion?
Well, really? But the problem is that they're still young
salty.
Men. Well, I'm talking about the...
Yeah.
Not the fans. A lot of people... view it differently than you. You view this strictly as a fan. I pay to go to games. I want to see a good product. Yeah. Is that accurate?
Yes, but let me make one exception to where I think you're going. I have never and would never tag a player.
Okay. No, I'm not even suggesting
in a tweet.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that. Some people, and I know a lot of people like this. In fact, and I think I would probably be more like this.
Yeah.
I do think that there's a line, and I don't even think you crossed it, by the way. I do think there's a line of being inappropriate with college players and speculating that they're going to transfer, because there is a negative connotation with that. My guess, if this Will guy were here, he was probably like, well, how dare you go on and predict what an 18-year-old wants to do with his life, or, you know, that would be my guess, is how a lot of people feel like that.
Yeah.
I tweeted this after the game, and the only reason I tweeted the picture was because I was trying to show some perspective, because I hear it all the time, like, oh, they just don't care. Well, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, they absolutely care. They can get off, the train gets off track. I mean,
sure.
These are a bunch of young people, and the train gets off track, and I actually admire the way how they were able to pull it back together, because after the West Virginia game, I didn't think they'd win another game all year.
Yeah.
I really didn't.
They looked bad.
Yeah, and I tweeted that picture of Tyrese in the locker room, and I'll tell you, that was as broken up like of a whole locker room as I've seen, and I've been in all of them since Fred got here. They were there was two guys – or. The three guys who were the most emotional were Condit. He just loves Iowa State, man.
Sure.
Like George is.
Yeah.
Tyrese and Horton Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a guy who a lot of the fans are, oh, he doesn't care. He's all out for himself. Well, he might play like that sometime.
Yeah.
But he absolutely cares. And that's – I just wish, like, fans could see that aspect
of it. I mean, losing should hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And
if it doesn't, you're not doing it right.
And it does. So, I mean, it's definitely good to hear that.
And, by the way, Wigginton was super broken up, too. Like, that guy
– Yeah. Shaq, no. He was like, I'm out.
You know what I've noticed? The older the guys get, the less they are, because I think they just have more perspective on life.
Sure.
They're
looking forward to the next step.
Like, I think that's like just natural. Like, if you're Nick Weiler-Babb, it's like, Jesus, I've been doing this for 5 years. And I'm not that you're glad it's done.
Yeah.
But Nick knows that tomorrow, okay, I'm either going to be in the pros or I'm going to have a job.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a perspective deal.
Well, yeah, I'm glad to hear they care. And I agree. It's although I think even on Cyclone Fanatic forums, what I was doing on that tweet was akin to the question that gets asked on the forum, which is, what are we going to look like next year?
That's fair.
People want to know.
Yeah.
What I tweeted was what I think we're going to look like next year with a lot of main pieces gone. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I think that when you tweeted it, probably I think had you waited 24 hours, it may have been reacted to differently because everybody was so raw at that time.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's like when you tweeted at Pollard. I don't know if he would have blocked you if you would have done that 24 hours later.
I think he probably would have.
Yeah, maybe.
He has a pretty big history of thin skin.
You deserved it.
The best part about that tweet was I was right.
It's time.
I was right. It was.
You want to hear something funny?
We hired that dude that beat us that night.
I was going to tweet this out today. Plume sent me a podcast that me and him did. It was like 4.5 years ago. And we did where we predicted the next 5 years in Iowa State athletics.
Mm-hmm.
Eerie.
That's awesome.
Eerie how accurate we were.
Really?
Because we were like, will Fred be here in 5 years? And we're both like, no. Well, actually, no. That was Paul Rhodes. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I nailed it in this one where we were just going into Prohm's first year, and I said, just watch. I go, I'm dreading the season. Everybody's just going to compare him to Fred. That's all that's going to go on. I go, they're going to go to a Sweet 16, and everybody's going to bitch about it. It's exactly what happened. I'm just so sick and tired of the Fred thing. Like I love Fred. He's a dear friend of mine. I freaking love the guy. I'm so freaking tired of the fans, like, obsessing over him.
When are they announcing the job? Then we don't have to obsess anymore.
I don't know. I think that it might be after Michigan State's out. I don't know if Fred wants to.
Just because of his kid?
I think. That's what I've heard.
Is his kid going to transfer?
Oh, I have no idea. I would doubt it. I think his kid's pretty happy there from what I understand. He really likes playing for Izzo and –
depends if he wants to play for dad, I guess.
I would stay at Michigan State.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have a much better playing experience at Michigan State than you are at Nebraska.
I mean, you've got to compare two beautiful locations, East Lansing and Lincoln.
Oh, man.
I mean,
what do you guys think? Will you root for Fred in Nebraska?
Yeah, Fred's an Ames guy, so I got to root for my
– You root for Nebraska?
I'll root for Fred.
Yeah, see, I'm the same way. I want Fred to do
well. I don't want Fred
well.
To go there and suck.
I want Fred to do well, but I can't, like, sit and say go Big Red.
I mean, if Fred goes
you want
there.
You like, bring that program something, and then, like, in 2 years, then he bails.
Yeah,
for
and then, like,
a big job,
crap
you know?
On him.
Here's why I'm going to root for Fred, because he came in and, in my opinion, at Iowa State as a first-time head coach, did really well.
Yeah, he resurrected the program.
Okay, and then he goes, and in my opinion, not because of his own fault, tarnished his coaching legacy a little bit because he sucked. I mean, they sucked.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
A losing situation.
If he goes and turns Nebraska into anything,
we'll literally win one tournament game,
then Fred is a legitimately good college coach,
yeah.
Right? There's no question
about
that.
But for what it's worth, I think he will.
So,
yeah.
You know, it takes them to. I mean, will it suck to watch Fred Hoiberg in the Sweet 16 when we're not? Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. I imagine it pisses wrestling fans off to see what Kale Sanderson's doing.
Oh, I hate Kale Sanderson. Well, I shouldn't, but
eight out of nine national championships. I mean, wrestling's not my thing, but it's like, damn, we should have that guy as our coach. Right?
I didn't even care when he left, or I was just like, okay, it makes sense. But now that he's like doing that, and I watched the Kevin Jackson era, I'm like, I hate that guy. It's not like a personal thing, but I'm jealous. Like, absolutely.
We're coming back though, right?
I do think Dresser's got them going in a really good direction.
It sounds like we got a long ways to go to catch what Penn State's
doing. Well, I mean, they're so far above everybody. Like, even Iowa, like, wrestling fans are like, what can we do to beat these guys?
I know nothing about wrestling, and I'm sure we have a few fans that are big into wrestling, so I apologize. But, you know, a lot of players go to a place because they want to play for a certain coach, right? Mm-hmm. That's got to be what it is at Penn State. I mean, Kale Sanderson's one of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
Yes.
There's no question about that. So
we also have the history there.
We want to learn from this guy.
Pennsylvania and Iowa are by far like the two best wrestling states in the country, I believe.
Yeah.
So I think that Cale saw that, and he saw how much money they were willing to pour into it. And at the time, Iowa State just either wouldn't or couldn't. I don't know the exact details on it.
Yeah.
That's one that, man, like, I'd love to, like, dig deep at some point if I ever had time and do, like, an investigative piece on that. Like, Sanderson leaving Iowa State. I don't – I feel like I know most of these Iowa State backstories.
Not that one, though.
I don't know what happened there. And I'd love to because, I mean, I've heard – people have come to me and, like, told me stuff and
– Who's to blame?
Yeah, or is it, like, just it never would have worked, too? Like, that's the one thing with this Fred deal. Like, a lot of people – and you've mentioned it to me, like if Prohm would have taken Alabama, I don't think Fred would have come back. I really don't.
This is 100% speculation, and obviously Fred is not coming back to Iowa State. But the rumor is out as well that Pollard and Fred don't get along all that great. And if that was true, fine. That's a reason enough why it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, I always heard that, but then, like, you know, when Fred was with the Bulls, he would always come back, and, like, you see him with Pollard and stuff. So I don't know. I can't speculate on it.
Maybe he likes him when he's not his boss.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe one of those types of
stories. I think the Fred thing would have turned into the, you can't go home again. Like, he's not going to walk in the door and all of a sudden we got a Sweet 16 team again. Like,
yeah.
It wouldn't be what he was when he left. And people think that it's just going to pick up right where it left off, and now all of a sudden you're going to keep elevating, which
obviously
it's the goal regardless. But
and don't forget, when Fred was here, he was talking to Minnesota for a while. Like, that, you know, it wasn't ever like
– yeah.
I never once felt during that era like, oh, Fred's going to be our Izzo and be here for 20 – I never felt like that.
Yeah, but Fred's always kept the connection to Iowa State.
Yes.
And I think
– this will be difficult.
I think it ends a little bit if he takes the Nebraska job.
You're right.
You're not going to see Fred at the Iowa State football game.
Yeah, is he going to be back in Jack Trice Stadium
no.
wearing – no, he's going to be in Memorial Stadium wearing Nebraska
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, so – does Fred care about his legacy?
Hey, not my mayor.
I have no idea, but I think it does hurt it a little bit.
I think that's fair.
Again,
yeah, I think it's really
I'm
fair.
Biased as hell from the Ames High perspective, but
he could have had a statue out there and not look.
Yeah, I don't think Ross and I talked to man yesterday. We had all this Major League Baseball like preseason stuff, and my wife says to me the other night we're eating dinner, and my wife doesn't like the only reason she knows if Iowa State wins or loses, she can tell by my mood. And, like, she'll ask me. She doesn't hang on every game. Like, she doesn't care. She has way too much other stuff
that yep.
interests her. Although she has become a pretty big fan of the women's team. And she goes, Chris, this isn't going to happen, right? This Fred and Nebraska thing. She goes, I know you probably know. Like, and I was like, no, I think it's going to happen. She goes, what percentage? I go, I'd say 95. Mm-hmm. Like, unless something really weird happens.
Yeah.
And she's just like, Jesus. She goes, I can't root for him.
Yeah.
And she just like, she's like, I can't. Like, and again, she's so casual. We use Fred Hoiberg was in our birth announcement. Okay. Like when we announced Cameron.
Yeah.
This is how like we're tight with this guy. We love him. And she's like, I can't root for Nebraska. Like, I can't do it. And I was just like, Jesus, Ashley. Like, really? I'm like, he's still our guy. Like he's,
I would have been like, God bless you. Woman. God
but bless it you. Made me double think it. And then, so I told Ross that story to open our show yesterday, and the phone calls just blew up. And we took phone calls for an hour and a half with just people. And it is a really, it's a sociological deal where like, it's very interesting, like to see like how different people react to this, because it's a very
tricky deal. I don't care at all. Because it's Nebraska basketball.
Yeah, but what if he
it
turns
football,
it into
– I know.
Here's where I didn't care either, and I was happy for him and all this stuff. And then I had a jackass from my childhood
yeah.
start tweeting at me. And he says this to me. And this will offend you, I promise. Because
nothing does, so I'm ready.
Wow.
Here we go.
This personally offended me.
Okay.
And this is where I started to go, oh, my God, I'm going to vomit if this happens. This guy goes to – I wrote a really, I thought, a nice column about the Fred situation.
Yeah.
I put a ton of thought into it, and I thought it was one of the best pieces I'd ever written last week when I was in Tulsa.
Yeah.
And I posted it about how, like, I hope that Iowa State fans, like, can just, like, separate the man from where he's going and appreciate what he did for Iowa State over the years, et cetera. And this guy, this is one of the guys who tormented me when I was a kid living in Southwest Iowa. He's a Nebraska fan.
It still hasn't ended.
This is what he says. He goes, well, who are you to say, and how do you know that what home is for Fred? I mean, you think it's Ames, but he's got all these ties. Maybe Lincoln's his home, and maybe this is actually coming home. Mm. And I wanted to be like, how dare you?
How dare you, sir? I mean, he was born in Lincoln, right?
Yes.
Just asking.
He lived there for like 2 weeks.
Okay, but he was born there, okay? Home is where the heart is. That's what they say.
If his heart is in Lincoln, then he's not the mayor anymore.
Maybe. Correct my story if I'm wrong. His grandfather was the coach?
Correct. There's all that stuff, and I get it, and I get why he would want to go there. Don't compare his legacy in Iowa State, where his jersey's up there, where he was a freaking ball boy, where he played for 4 years, he's a Hall of Famer.
Started in the local high school.
Yeah, all that stuff. Don't compare that to being born somewhere and your grandpa coached somewhere.
Yeah. Going home.
It's a totally different deal.
I think he probably feels some roots.
Absolutely.
There. And
there's no doubt about that.
As somebody that has two deceased grandfathers, if I had the opportunity to do something maybe they had done, that would be meaningful.
Yeah, be cool. Absolutely.
To me.
But if these GD Nebraska fans start doing that crap, I'm going to get really pissed.
Are you interested in buying GoBigFred.com?
No.
I did look into how much that costs,
what
by
is
the
it?
Way. $5,500 the guy wants.
Oof.
$5,500.
Seems reasonable.
Actually, that's not a terrible.
Yeah.
What would you do with it?
Exactly. I could turn that into a business.
GoBigFred.com. I mean, shirts and stuff? Doing.
Oh, my God. You just put an idea in my mind.
Oh, no. He's not going to sleep tonight. Shit.
You want to go to shirts?
I'm already sitting here thinking about making UNLV site.
We didn't go in the
Kyle
tickets.
Kemp shirts.
We should go.
You like those?
We should go halvesies on a little GoBigFred.com.
I'd do it. A little business venture here.
Yeah, but it's a risk if he's not going to take that job.
He's taking the job.
Right. We now own a $5,500 website.
I have to get going.
It's useless.
I'm running super duper late.
Can we plug Ryan Grove? Ryan Grove, by the way, the other day announced he bought his ticket to Las Vegas. He's going. We're excited about that. We're also excited. Hey, here's another thing about Ryan Grove. I tell you all the time they can help you buy and sell a house up in Ames. He, in fact, listed a house up in Ames, client of mine. I sent him to Ryan like I'm supposed to do since he helped sponsor this. And he sold their house first day.
Wow.
Nice. First day.
Awesome.
Ryan Grove doing his thing up in Ames. Clients liked him. They were impressed with Ryan. Ryan's at Hunziker. He's a Cyclone fan.
Great guy. Phenomenal guy.
I'm not sure if he wants to kick Fred in the balls or not. I don't know. We haven't talked about that. But give Ryan a shout.
I don't want to kick him in the balls. I just want to kick his entire new fan base in the balls.
Absolutely.
A lot of license plates changing, too.
GoBigFred.com.
All right. Good podcast, guys.